February is Black History Month, and thankfully it is the shortest month out of the year, because instead of hearing about the amazing cultural contributions that Black people have brought the world, like rap music and baby mamas, all we hear about is endless complaining about white people. But you got to admit, some of it is quite hilarious, like this TikTok from Dr. Callie MD, who is apparently a psychiatrist who wants to be a social media psychiatrist, a social media star, who posted this. And this is not a parody, by the way. She's not a comedian. She's 100% serious.
Hey, white men. Due to systemic and structural racism that Black women have had to endure, they only make 64 cents to every dollar that you make. So, as a fitting start to Black History Month, I want to take what you will make today, multiply it by 64%, and then take that difference and give it to some Black women today. This shows that you are honoring them, that you are appreciating them, and that you are dedicated to equity. And Black women, you know what to do.
I'm sorry, lady, but a large percentage of my income already goes to Black women because my tax dollars helps pay for their welfare and to raise their children, of course, and for the welfare of their baby daddies on average, which is more than two per woman. And here is Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who is a member of The Squad, the group of the dumbest Democrats in Congress, along with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, on the floor of the House complaining about Walgreens closing a whole bunch of different locations, particularly in the San Francisco area, because, well, a certain demographic of people keep stealing just thousands and thousands of dollars from them. I'm sure you've seen the viral videos like this, and the security guards can't even stop them, can't touch them, and so they basically have a license to steal. So brazen, this guy just brought someone else's bike, obviously, into the store and just helped himself to their goods. And so Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is upset about it, but not at the thieves. I'll give you one guess whose fault it is in her mind. Wait for it.
Mr. Speaker, Walgreens is planning to close yet another pharmacy in the Massachusetts 7th, this time on Warren Street in Roxbury, a community that is 85% Black and Latino. This closure is a part of a larger trend of abandoning low-income communities like the previous closures in Mattapan and Hyde Park, both in the Massachusetts 7th. When a Walgreens leaves a neighborhood, they disrupt the entire community and they take with them baby formula, diapers, asthma inhalers, life-saving medication,
which is all locked up in glass cabinets because they're high theft items.
And of course, jobs. These closures are not arbitrary and they are not innocent. They are life-threatening acts of racial and economic discrimination. That is why I joined with Senator Markey and Warren to demand answers from Walgreens CEO. Why was there no community input, no adequate notice to customers, and no transition resources to prevent gaps in health care? Shame on you, Walgreens.
It's Walgreens' fault, i.e. white people's fault, that another certain demographic of people have been stealing so much from their stores that they have to shut them down. Otherwise, they'll go bankrupt. A certain demographic of people, the usual suspects in Oakland, California, are even forcing an In-N-Out burger joint to close because of the crime. Not because it's not financially successful. It's just dangerous for the customers and for the employees. And I believe this is the first In-N-Out Burger location ever in the entire country. So they're mainly in California to close because it's such a popular restaurant that once one opens somewhere, it can't help but just thrive and be successful. This is one of those crazy fast food restaurants in California that when a new location opens up, the drive-thru has a line that's like 3 hours long because people want to go there and get a hamburger. Morons, of course, but it is a great restaurant. And now it's having to close its location after 50 years in Oakland. Again, not because it's not financially successful, because it's too dangerous. And because the crime statistics regarding demographics of who commits the crimes particularly in New York City, is uncomfortable for a certain group of people because, as you know, a certain demographic commits 10 times the crimes of every other demographic. Now there is a new law where the police officers are going to have to document the race of the people that they question under a new transparency law, because there are concerns that they're questioning too many black people. Because, well, I don't even need to say why, but you're not supposed to say why. And so now they're going to avoid questioning the likely suspects because they don't want to be accused of being biased, of being racist. And now Congresswoman Cori Bush is under a criminal investigation for misappropriation of campaign funds because she was paying family members to be her supposed security guards. She's the woman who was promoting defunding the police while using campaign funds to pay her family and friends as her supposed security guards. Remember her?
So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more,
if I spend $100,000
on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets because we're trying to save lives.
And I'll give you one guess what she blames for kicking off the investigation and what she's saying about her critics who have been calling her out for misappropriating those funds for years.
Him putting his mouth on it just shows his, racism at its best.
And if you're lucky enough to be a diversity hire and get a web series on YouTube that's produced and paid for by a major media conglomerate and get a show on HBO that you're a writer for, like this woman named Issa Rae, and then later you have a difficult time pitching television shows or scripts to the networks because they obviously all suck, then you can blame white people for that too. Issa Rae is now complaining that the major television networks don't care about black stories because apparently her show on HBO was canceled and nobody wants to pick up any of her other ideas. This from ABC News. Issa Rae is opening up about how black stories are disappearing across television. Disappearing. That's all that they air is diversity and mixed race couples in the commercials. You can't avoid the pandering to black people anytime you turn on any major media anywhere. Even, like I said, during the commercials, like this one for Target.
Bring out the beauty of what's sacred and kind.
Black people are sacred, get it?
Bear your black brilliance as you prosper and climb.
They're brilliant.
Build something black. Let us rise up together. All that we build is black beyond measure.
Target invests in black creators, building a legacy of success. At this point, I'm sure we're all experiencing what the Urban Dictionary describes as black fatigue, being deep mental exhaustion from being forced to care about black people and their actions 24/7. Like this poor woman who was just trying to go out for a nice jog.
I just finished 6.25 mile run. Why do some people look so cute when they run? I mean, I've got my...
It's Black History Month!
It is very hard to thread the needle and illustrate what it is that I want to say without saying it in a way that's going to get me into trouble. But in my new book, The War on Conservatives, you can read my completely uncensored take with almost 1,000 footnotes verifying everything that's in the book by ordering it in paperback from Amazon.com or clicking the link in the description below. While it does contain some of the same material that I do cover here on YouTube, there's so much more. The rabbit hole goes very deep, and you'll see there's a lot of things in there that no mainstream conservative pundit or politician would ever dare talk about, but in due time, it will become obvious, it will become impossible to avoid, and then they'll pretend like they were leaders of the culture war and addressing these certain issues. If you've read it, then you know. If you haven't, then you should know. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.